If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on from 1 until 4, you don't know. And then after 4 o'clock, if you missed it, you don't have to sob. You just go to the iHeart app and you get John Cobell's show on demand. It's the podcast version. You pick up what you missed. 877-MOIST-86 for the Moist line, 877-MOIST-86. Or go to the TalkBack feature on the iHeart app. It's already Tuesday, so... You want to be on the air Friday? You could be on the air Friday if you just let it rip and tell us how you feel on whatever's going on in the world. 877-MOIST-86. Horrific story that we covered some yesterday, and now we know who the perpetrator is. Yesterday, 5 in the morning at a metro stop at in Studio City on Lancashire. A woman was stabbed in the throat, and she was stabbed so viciously that she died. There was a tremendous loss of blood. Nobody even wanted to go near her. There was so much blood coming out of her. Well, they got the guy, so the police say, and Blake Trolley is with us from KFI News to give us more detail. Blake.
Yeah, John, so we're learning more about the guy accused of violently stabbing that woman on that metro train yesterday, but we're also learning more about the crime. You know, yesterday, the way they described this attack was unprovoked. Well, now it appears that Elliot Nowden, who is homeless, stabbed this woman several times, including in the throat, because he was stealing her purse while she was on her way home from work. We're told that she got on the train from North Hollywood, and she was heading towards downtown L.A., and if you remember from yesterday, police had said that this happened sometime between the last stop and that Universal City station. And he attacked her. She was bleeding, as you said, so profusely that other people at the platform, she got off the train, so did he. And you can only imagine the struggle this poor woman was going through getting off this train. And people, it's so gory, people don't even want to come close and help her out. Now, yes, we are learning that Elliot Nowden does have a criminal past, specifically with the rail system. In 2019, he was charged with attacking a passenger in L.A. He spent 5 days in jail, but he was ordered to stay away from trains for 3 years. That was part of his probation.
And if he didn't?
Well, who's even going to be there to know whether or not he got on one of these trains or not?
One of the ambassadors is going to stop him?
You know, a few weeks after that, he was charged with assault with a deadly weapon and battery. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison. He paroled to a state hospital in March of 2022. He was released on parole supervision in August of 2022 and discharged in March of last year. This is some great reporting done by the LA Times and NBC, just really digging up this guy's past. I was calling my sources this morning, really trying to get a picture of what this guy had done. Now, he was arrested most recently for trespassing earlier this year. So he does have a mark on his name, just back to January. Nothing too serious there. But, you know, with his past, you might think they might throw him back in jail.
Yeah. Did you say he was in a hospital, state hospital?
Yeah, he was in a state hospital in March of 2022, and
related
he was released
to the crime,
in 2023.
Related to the crime that he was convicted of?
Yeah, so this stems from that assault with a deadly weapon and battery. So he was sentenced to 4 years in prison, but he was paroled to the state hospital.
That was interesting. It's like, why did they send him to the state hospital? Obviously, they thought he was out of his mind. So why did they release him in 2023?
You hear a lot about capacity, and you have to wonder if this is a capacity issue with the state hospitals. I mean, that was the first question that I had. This is something that we've heard law enforcement officials talk about, is that we need to up that capacity at these state hospitals because we have people like this. They get released back out onto the streets. This guy's homeless. Here he is. He ends up on a train here in L.A., and this poor woman is murdered just trying to come home from work.
He's 45 years old. And he's homeless, and he's been in a state hospital, and he's been convicted of violent crimes. And he's out in the middle of the night on one of the metro trains. I mean, that just shouldn't happen. This is a guy who deserved to be locked up for a long time. And I'm dying to know, like, all the details of what happened after he got sentenced 5 years ago, and why they transferred him to the hospital, and why they let him out, and what they thought his condition was at the age of 45. Because obviously that's something to do with this vicious attack. That kind of attack is insanity. That's not a normal mugging.
Yeah, I'll tell you, John, it's really frustrating just from a reporter's standpoint of how hard it is to really get the information on people who are accused of these heinous crimes.
They don't want to tell you anything, do they?
No, they do not know. It's very hard to get answers on this stuff. It's very hard to get straight answers on this. And, you know, unless you have a relationship with somebody on the inside giving you some of this information, it's hard to get it out there. So there's been some great reporting on this. But again, even with that, it's still limited in scope, right, as to what really leaks out as to what exactly happened and how he ended up back on this train where now we have this this woman killed. I do want to point this out. I saw a stat reported, John, that violent crime on transit overall is down 41%, but to the same tune, homicides are up, and these freak accidents will make people feel unsafe. Homicides on the metro system, there were none in 2019, there were three in 2020, five in 2021 and 2022, and six in 2023. Now, we were told that officers, so this is legitimate law enforcement officers, do ride the system and target their focus where there are issues, but, you know, this is a prime example. We were told yesterday there was not an officer on this train. There was security on the platform, but there was not an officer on this train. And just about everybody I spoke with yesterday said that they wanted to see more of an actual law enforcement, armed law enforcement presence on this train. And I wanted to play this for you, John. We spoke to that high school student yesterday. Do you remember her?
Yes, I do.
And she was criticizing the ambassadors.
Yes.
And she was saying she wants to see more actual armed security. So here's some more of her remarks from yesterday. Take a listen to this.
It's really sad, but I always feel very, like, scared to ride the train in the first place. But I can't really say I'm surprised. I mean, they have all the Metro ambassadors, but they're always on their phone or, you know, just doing whatever they, like, talking or whatever. I mean, I've seen a lot. I mean, I wouldn't have expected that, though.
So you're saying the comment you made about the Metro ambassadors, you don't think they're helping very much for safety?
No, I've seen Metro ambassadors, like, talking on the phone while, like, a homeless man spat on an elderly couple, and they were on the opposite side of the train, and they did nothing. They just stood over there. But I'm not sure if they're, like, allowed to intervene, but I've never seen any intervention by them.
It's a fake program. It's a scam program. The ambassadors are probably scrolling, or they're playing a game.
Yeah, in fairness, Metro does not try to say that they are an alternative to armed security. But that said, people want to see more of that armed security.
Well, what's
about
the point?
Everybody we spoke with yesterday.
The problem is people getting getting stabbed to death or assaulted. That's the problem. I don't know what problem the ambassadors are solving, but the real issue is the passengers getting attacked. I'm just looking through the news stories about this Noden character. So he spends 4 years in prison for assaulting somebody on him with a deadly weapon. And he did that after probation for attacking a train passenger. And then he gets arrested several more times after he's out of prison, after he's out of the state hospital. In fact, in February 2024, he got arrested for assault at this same Red Line station. So it's the same guy over and over with a whole string of arrests and assaults on trains. I don't know why this guy isn't blacklisted from ever getting near a train.
Yeah, I think the question is, even if he was, who would be there to really stop him from getting on the system?
I know. I mean, there's got to be some permanent solution for someone like this, because now look what we have. What is everyone going to offer the woman and her the woman's family thoughts and prayers?
John, do you remember when we covered that story about them playing the music at that station in MacArthur Park to keep the crazies out of the of the train station? Well, that day, I remember really feeling bad for everybody that I saw that had to use the system, because I truly was like, wow, this is how everybody here has to get to work. This is a necessity for them to make a living. They have to ride this system. Yeah. And now we're hearing that this woman was also on her way home from work. And it just speaks volumes to what a lot of people are going through here in L.A., just trying to get by.
The fools who run Metro, their idea of a law enforcement response is have ambassadors scrolling on their phone and playing obnoxious music on the intercom. I mean, that's their idea of a crime-fighting strategy. That's just terrible. All right. Well, I want to keep on this story and find out who this woman is, too. That's just all. Blake, very good. Thank you for coming on.
All right, thanks, John.
We'll do more. Also, we're going to give away $1,000, and this homeless case before the Supreme Court has put Gavin Newsom and Tom McClintock on the same side. We'll explain coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
I want to tell you, we went through this yesterday a couple of times. And actually, we've been talking about it for quite a while. This Supreme Court case could really change dramatically city and town's abilities in California to clean up homeless encampments, because they claim, and I emphasize claim, that their hands are tied when it comes to cleaning up homeless encampments unless they have enough shelter space. That was the Supreme Court ruling, is that you can't criminalize people in encampments with either criminal or civil penalties unless you have a place to put them, you know, and some other requirements. But obviously, it's a stupid decision. No other appeals court in the nation, in any other district, had this, promoted this concept, just the Ninth Circuit. And everybody hates it, both Democrats and Republicans and normal people, people who are not political. Like most people are not political. They just want a decent living environment. But it has brought together Gavin Newsom, along with people like Tom McClintock, the congressman in Northern California. Kevin Kiley, also from Northern California, is a congressman, and he's constantly ragging on Newsom. But they both had friend of the court briefs that they had submitted in their names. And they had the same reasoning, too, that the court has usurped the policymaking authority of local municipalities. You know, I admire the justices who say, you know what, this is up to the cities and towns to decide what to do. It is not up to judges to set policy on how to clean encampments, which is what a lot of Supreme Court justices indicated is their stance. It's like, why are you coming to us? Why do we have to decide how to do this? Well, it's because of a bogus decision by the Ninth Circuit saying, oh, this is a violation of the Eighth Amendment. if there's any criminal or civil penalties. But ultimately, there has to be, because if you violate the law repeatedly, if you don't follow a police order repeatedly, then, yeah, there's got to be a penalty. I mean, without a penalty, there's no coercion. Without coercion, they're never going to leave. Here's a quick overview from CBS News reporter Tina Patel on how this case is going to change L.A. and California's day-to-day dealing with encampments. So listen to this. Play cut number three here. Tina Patel from CBS.
Many of the people taking part in the rally today are part of the nonprofit group LA Community Action Network. They work with the local unhoused population and say, as it is, people on the streets are often treated as criminals. They're worried that could become even more of a problem when the Supreme Court rules on the case currently before them.
The argument that it's a biological necessity to sleep outside.
Early this morning, people gathered outside the federal courthouse in downtown L.A. to listen to the Supreme Court arguments. The justices are looking into whether an anti-camping ordinance that the small city of Grants Pass, Oregon, tried to pass is constitutional or not. Officials in Oregon and here in California say they need to be able to pass and enforce laws to address the growing homelessness crisis. But activists say people on the streets should not be punished.
I pray for their hearts and their minds to open up, to receive the vibrations from the people here down on this level, because they are so far separated from the truth and the reality that I'm not sure if they have the capacity to make a decision that's going to actually benefit the people.
All right, stop the thing there. I wanted to get to her. Did you notice what her name was? Queen Sheba Khalifa. This is who CBS puts as the expert on homelessness, on this Supreme Court decision. Who do we turn to here is Queen Sheba Khalifa, who used to be a homeless person. She used to be a vagrant. Now she's a pundit. And listen to her analysis again. I don't know if you caught that. She goes, I pray for their hearts and minds to open up to receive the vibrations from the people here down on this level. The vibrations? Oh, like the homeless guy who stabbed that woman in the throat to death on the Metro line? His vibrations? They're treated like criminals because they commit crimes all day long, all day and night. Misdemeanors by the hundreds, every single one of them. And creates just a disgusting environment. That's why they're treated like criminals. And by the way, I'm done with activists and protesters who I presume now are paid professionals. Their chants, their rhymes, their stupid megaphones, their marches. I'm just fed up with them. Whether it's for the Hamas terrorists they're supporting, or homeless people who don't want to get off the drugs. You know, it's all the climate change people blocking traffic. All of them, sick of all of them. They represent a tiny, tiny fringe. Their issues are mostly absurd, and some of them are dangerous and constantly being covered and constantly, and everybody's afraid to do something. They all need to get the fire hose is what they need.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Conway is coming up after 4 o'clock, and he'll have $1,000 to give away next hour too. I can't get enough of reading stories about how San Francisco's progressive politicians have destroyed the city with their stupid policies. I mean, it's difficult to believe that they're allowing it to crumble before their eyes, and they will not change course. Some of the people are trying to change course, and they've had recall movements, and they're trying to vote for different candidates. But the ones who are still in power, they won't budge. And now, finally, it looks like the whole real estate market is crashing. Yeah, it hit a tipping point. You're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you. San Francisco's housing market is in free fall. There's something called the San Francisco Four Seasons Residential. That sounds like a nice place, doesn't it? Anything with four seasons in the name? Well, in 2020, you would have to pay nearly $10 million for the penthouse at San Francisco Four Seasons Residential. $10 million. Now, it's up for sale at $3.75 million. 62% markdown. So they can't sell it for $10 million or $9 or $8 or $7 or $6 or $5 or $4. It's $3.75 million. Five-bedroom home on 4th Avenue. Less than a year ago, it sold for $1.6. Well, that person couldn't last a year, and now they're dumping it at $1.1. They're taking a one-third loss. A two-bedroom condo on Market Street, which sold in 2019 for $1.2 million, sold this month for $675,000.
That is unbelievable. I lived in the Bay Area many, many years ago, and I lived in the East Bay, but I would go to San Francisco a lot, and it was so unaffordable and so desirable at that time.
Yeah, I mean, most expensive real estate market in the country.
Crazy.
It was, and now this is 50 to 75% off. Here's a home that overlooks the Golden Gate Bridge, oceanfront views. It was it hasn't sold in 35 years. Whoever got this home has been there for 35 years.
Well, yeah, with those views.
They put it up on the market for almost $13 million last March. They're selling it for $7.8
million. John, you need to go buy that. You know, hold on to it until things turn around.
You know, this is the time.
Seriously.
This is the time to invest. You're never going to get 60% off on a San Francisco penthouse.
Because this is not sustainable. The city has got to turn around somehow, some way, someday. And then people are going to be.
You've got to get rid of the leadership in San Francisco. Look what they're destroying so much wealth. Now, here is the capper. There is a building on Market Street, 995 Market Street. Somebody spent $62 million. I guess a company, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a commercial building. $62 million. Last week, someone bought it at auction for $6
million. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
90% discount from $62 million to $6 million in just 6 years. Craig Ackerman is quoted. He's a real estate guy in San Francisco. He's been there for decades. And he said he said the continued mismanagement is going to continue unless drastic changes are made in leadership. He said the current administration is into liberal grandstanding over pragmatic solutions. And he says, I do think San Francisco probably has another 5 to 8 years of mismanagement coming. Things are a mess out here and they don't need to be. This could all be changed by the stroke of a pen. But the mayor, they chose this ridiculousness. I don't think it's going to change. They're happy waving their liberal flags and looking for a fantasy land that doesn't exist. It'll kill you on the way there. And that's what Craig Ackerman says. And he's right. It's all their horrific policies. It's brought huge amounts of crime, huge numbers of vagrants, just a sense of lawlessness and danger, not to mention the open-air insane asylums, the open-air drug markets that go on for blocks and blocks and blocks, and thousands show up. Remember when they had in the Tenderloin District, they had some kind of, what was it, a needle exchange program? No, that's bad enough. But this was free drugs they were offering.
In a safe space.
In a safe space, yes, that's what it was. And they got thousands. But they said, no, we'll attract lots of drug addicts here, but we'll counsel them and get him into treatment. 17,000 drug addicts showed up in the Tenderloin District. I'm not making this up. 17,000. You know how many people they got help for? One. And they shut down the program.
Didn't they just have this big celebration about, you know, that very expensive toilet?
Yes, the $1.7 million toilet.
There was some humongous grand opening celebration. It was either today or yesterday.
Oh, no, they finally had it?
Yeah.
Because I just read a story a couple of days ago. Maybe it was because they were going to open it, trying to explain why this happened, almost defending it. Like, you don't understand because of the way the city rules are and, you know, the permits and the requirements and the wages you have to pay and this and that. It's like, it has to be $1.7 million. It's like, shut up. Get out of here. The toilet's $1.7 million. Even the condos at a 60% discount are more than that. All right. We got more coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Deborah mentioned the $1.7 million toilet, which became famous in San Francisco. And they did have a ceremony finally debuting the toilet, except they scrapped that entire project. They were going to do it, and there was so much worldwide outcry over spending $1.7 million on a toilet. It's in the No Valley neighborhood in San Francisco. 100 people showed up at the town square, Noy Valley, it's called, the event organizer said, Noy Valley, let's hear it for our not $1.7 million bathroom. They had a live jazz band, and whoever was emceeing this, the event organizer, Leslie Crawford, said, when everybody laughs at you, you've got to take the power back and laugh at yourself. What they did is they did a deal with a private company that ended up donating a prefabricated bathroom. I assume it's like those trailers that you see at public outdoor events, and they're kind of nice. And what it was a prefabricated modular unit, and the donation and the labor brought the cost down to $725,000. Park officials used $300,000 of grant money to bring it down further. So they ended up spending a few hundred thousand total instead of $1.7 million. But that should have been the original idea, is to get those prefabricated modular toilet buildings. There's why did they go for the 1.7 and then defend it and come up with a whole bunch of nutty excuses? This thing is, how come it had to become an international story where everybody is laughing and mocking you? Why isn't it obvious? Like, the first time, well, first of all, somebody had to type up the $1.7 million proposal, right? So just explain to me, like, in a private company, nobody would do that. Let's say a private company was building a toilet at one of their locations, one of their properties. If you're the guy who walks in to an executive's office, say, I got a great design here. I got a great bid. It's going to be $1.7 million for a toilet. That's the last time you'll walk into the office. You'll be tossed out on your ass in the street. But then somebody on the other side of the desk said, "Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, let me send this down the line." Because, you know, in government, you've got to have multiple departments and multiple executives signing off. And everybody looks at it, yeah, it's reasonable. Yeah, $1.7 million for a toilet. Sure. Absolutely. So it's groupthink. Everybody in the chain of command, yep. And the only thing that killed it was the publicity. If there was some magical way you could avoid all the publicity, would have been built for that price. And nobody questions it. Nobody says, now, come on. Could we get it down to 1.2? 1.1 even? No. I mean, we all have toilets in our homes. You might have 3 or 4 or 5. We don't have, people do not have $2 million worth of, wait a second, it would be $10 million worth of toilets in their homes. Yes, right. If you had like a 4-bedroom house and maybe 5 bathrooms, all those bathrooms are $10 million, and that's with showers and bathtubs and sinks and the whole bit, right? That's just crazy. Just one more story. There's a 70-year-old Uber driver named Peter McNulty. He lives in the Antelope Valley. He comes to L.A. on the weekends because there's a lot more riders. And he showed up late Saturday night, about 12:45 a.m. Sunday, actually, and he picks up a guy on Lancashire Boulevard who is adamant about the address he was going to, and he had to be there quickly. And when they arrived at the corner of La Brea and Hollywood at 1 in the morning, McNulty told the man, "Hey, we've reached the stop." And he says, no, I have to go to this address. And I said, "No, this is where we are. This is the address." And they had a 5-minute argument, and then he sat there and stared at his phone. So McNulty put his car in park, shut the engine off, left the vehicle to let the passenger out, like open the passenger door and said, "You got to get out now. It was late, and I have someone else to pick up." And the guy jumped out of the car and started swinging at him, and they ended up on the ground rolling around for about 5 minutes. He got the crap beat out of him. There's a photo of him with his face all bloodied up and bruised. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a taxi driver. I did. But then I grew up and realized this is what you pick up.
How old a kid were you when you wanted to be a cab driver?
27.
Well, got the memo late.
Still a dream?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's genetic. My dad grew up in Poland. His dream was to be a bus driver. It really was. Then World War II got in the way. But when I was a kid, I thought it'd be the greatest thing to drive around all day.
Yeah, and you meet people.
Meet people. Yeah, because I love driving.
Sure.
So I thought I'd get to see the world through a taxi.
Now it's dangerous.
No, this is what happens.
Yeah.
By the way, 3D house of low-level dreams in your family.
Well, yeah, you know, immigrant family.
Yeah, working class.
Like a dream is the lottery.
Well, what did you want to be?
Like you own the Lakers.
His dad was a show business legend.
Yeah,
But I think an occupation is a driving a cab. I don't know if a dream.
Did you have some?
Well, that's a fair point.
No, did you have a like a weird? That'd be a cool job.
I wanted to be an inventor.
Oh
yeah.
Did you invent anything?
Couldn't come up with anything.
Invented ways to screw around, turned it into a living.
Did you have any desires?
I always wanted to be a broadcaster. I really
Look
did from
you.
Very early age. I really did.
No, I always wanted to be in radio. That's a true story.
No, me too, since I was 7.
Yeah. That's a dream.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a dream. And then if it didn't work out, I'd become a taxi driver.
Okay.
I may still do that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think the freedom of driving taxi or bus is great. You know?
I don't know.
You make your own hours. Work as much as you want.
The reality is not as much fun as an 8-year-old.
But the problem with driving taxi or a bus nowadays is exactly what you just said. There is too many a-holes out there.
I know. You're going to die.
And they get in your car.
Yes.
You know, before, you would lock the doors to prevent those people from getting in your car. At like stop signs.
Yeah,
and stop
now
lights.
It's probably a federal civil rights violation.
Right.
If a guy comes in and you think, no, I really don't want to take him, and you drive off.
Yeah, you're going to get sued.
You're going to, yeah.
Your guy, L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon,
is
coming on at 4 o'clock.
Is that right? Yeah.
Well, he's going to have a press conference at 4.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, he's under a lot of pressure to throw the book at this guy that shot the cop.
Yes.
We're going to look at multiple death sentences on this guy. And then we also have California loses 2 more property insurance companies. So we're down to, I don't know, like 3. Nobody wants to insure anything out here.
No. Oh, my God. As the price has gone. Mark, did your insurance go way up?
Because
you're in the hills.
It's ridiculous.
Try to insure
if you can get it.
An 18-year-old brand new driver. $6,000 a year.
All right.
Sure. Yeah.
$6,000 a year.
You have one of those, don't you?
I do. I do. And she came very close at Santa Anita to getting full coverage this weekend. Maybe next weekend.
All right, Conway.
All right, Ding Dong.
Come on. Crozier live in the KFI 24 newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details. See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.